6:53 at 580 CFRA. Time for health headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So what's wrong with Steve?
I have no idea.
I need you to diagnose him right now based on what we know about the symptoms.
Could have been the chicken.
Is it,
who knows?
Is it contagious? I'm using the same keyboard he was using.
No, it's likely something he ate.
All right, let's talk about what's in the news this morning. And the Globe and Mail has been reporting that the number of Canadians living with diabetes is going to rise dramatically over the next decade. And they're describing this as an economic tsunami that is going to hit the health system and beyond. What's this all about?
Well, this parallels what we are seeing in the United States. In the United States, they have about 25 million people with diabetes, and we have 2.5 million. So the numbers in terms of the per capita are still the same. And the U.S., they're expecting diabetes rates to go up in the next by 2025 to about 44 million. They're saying here in Canada in the next 10 years, so to 2020, 3.7 million Canadians with diabetes. What people have to keep in mind is that diabetes is heart disease. They are interchangeable. Always leads to heart disease, kidney disease, stroke, reduced blood flow to the legs, peripheral vascular disease. People can end up with severe cases where they need amputations as the disease progresses. And that's where the burden of care results in terms of the cost, in terms of the social cost, financial cost, the ability to work. As the disease progresses, people become worse and worse, and the cost to care for the disease increases almost exponentially. And that is the main concern, where they're looking at current trends just from an economic standpoint, that right now it is $12 billion a year in 2005 dollars to care for diabetes, whereas it will climb to about $16 to almost $17 billion, and likely even more. And this directly relates, when you look at the increase in diabetes and the number of people that are developing it, there is a pretty close correlation between our diets and what we eat, the weight gain that's associated with that, the number of calories we consume. When you look at people who come from regions of the world that do not see very much diabetes because of their diets, adopt a North American or Western diet, they end up with the same risk of developing diabetes as everybody else. And this is a disease that is almost completely preventable,
right?
If not for the fact that we tend to eat too much, we tend to exercise too little, there's still a history of smoking, people are overweight, and there is an increasing, not decreasing, consumption of processed foods. And that, you know, we harp on this over and over again, and people say, oh, here we go again, talking about the same thing. But you're looking at a disease that affects so many people that really has a relatively straightforward means of controlling it, and yet the message really isn't heeded.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin with us each weekday morning on CFRA.